Americas.
Venezuela. Rotten tomatoes. Propaganda isn't what it used to be.
In weeks of almost daily protests, opponents of Venezuela's authoritarian regime have found different ways to express their anger. They have held raucous banner-waving marches, a silent demonstration and a sit-in on Caracas's main roads. At least 29 people have died since March in the worst unrest in 3 years. Many of these were killed by armed gangs that support the government called colectivos. The protests persist because the government has made life intolerable. Shortages of food and medicine are acute. The murder rate is probably the world's highest and democracy has been extinguished. But all is well in the world of Nicolas Maduro, the country's much-loathed president. While chaos engulfs Venezuela's cities, his social media team has been seeking to humanize the dictator with video vignettes that emphasize his homespun origins and simple wisdom. In one video posted on his Facebook page, he rhapsodizes on the innocence of childhood as he perches awkwardly on a playground swing. In another, he admires a panorama of an apparently tranquil Caracas from the safety of a cable car gondola. Sometimes he takes to the wheel of his car with his wife, Celia Flores, sitting glumly beside him. This is an occasion to reminisce about his early career as a bus driver. The social media stream is an addition to the information arsenal of Chavismo, the leftist movement founded by the late Hugo Chavez and carried on with less elan by Mr. Maduro.